So I don't know what happens at your house, but for my house, for Avdallah, usually the biggest fight stems around the besamim. Everyone tries to get the besamim first, and then you have, pass it to me. Of course, your kids make the besamim project, so you have to make sure you use the besamim ones. Question is there any, what's the proper way to do the besamim ritual by Havdalah? And if so, is there hefsik involved? What happens if you miss the besamim? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadi Zayin says, well, first of all, mevarech al besamim im yeshwo. If you have besamim, then you make a bracha on besamim. Im einwo, if you don't have besamim, ein tzarech lachzer achreim. You don't have to go run down the block or go to the store to purchase besamim, because besamim are important, obviously, but they're not. They don't hold back. They're not ma'akev the Havdalah mitzvah, and therefore, if you have besamim, you do besamim. If you don't have besamim, you don't do besamim. Mishnah Berurah explains, he elaborates, well, what's the whole point of the besamim? Because we have a neshama yisera on Shabbos, this extra neshama, when Shabbos leaves, so leaves with Shabbos is the neshama yisera. The neshama yisera leaves, now you're sad, therefore the besamim are supposed to make you happy, so therefore you have the besamim. But again, if you don't have the besamim, not a big deal, you just move on, and you do it without the besamim. Fine. Mishnah Berurah points out, though, what happens if they're passing around the besamim and you miss it? And it's, you know, I always get glares because I never remember this in my house. Usually I go further to the Berchas Aner and not all my kids have smelled the besamim, which usually is a mess up that my wife glares at me. And, why are you rushing through Avdallah? Not everyone smelled the besamim yet. So what should you do in such a situation when you have a dopey husband like me who's going running through Avdallah without having the chance to have everyone smell it? So says the Mishnah Berurah, well, one thing is clear what you should not do. The Mishnah Berurah says definitely what you should not do is, he says, "Mashenohagen ezo anoshim." What many people do, shein rotzin watzeis bebirchas aner v'abesamim sh'omer amavdil. They don't want to be yotze with the birchas aner, the besamim that the mavdil is making. Umevarchino son atzman b'shash omer amavarch birchas amavdil. So either they don't want to be yotze with the birchas besamim, or they didn't get a chance because the mavdil is already on to the next bracha. Now the besamim gets passed around to them. So what do? They make a bracha on the besamim, while the mavdil is already on to the final bracha of hamavdil and havdalah. Says the Mishnah, don't do this. Number one, kaman shem yotzim v'havdalah, tzrichin lahatos oznam u'shmoa birchas havdalah. If they're smelling the besamim, or they're making their own bracha for sure on the besamim, and already the mavdil is already up to birchas hamavdil, so how are they yotze with his birchas hamavdil if they're busy with the besamim? So says the Mishnah Berurah, definitely don't do that. Second of all, it's Rovam Hadras Melech. Everyone should be yotze with the one person, the Mavdil's bracha. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, make sure what you don't do is take the besamim and smell it or make a bracha on it for sure while the Mavdil is making the final bracha of a Mavdil or Ner, the Ner bracha on Havdalah. Fine. So far, so good. So we covered that. So now you're saying, okay, so you know what I do. You're thinking, oh, well, you know what I do? What I do is, if I'm far away from the Mavdil, I wait for the, I listen to the Berchas Besamim, then the Mavdil is going flying. He's already up to the Nair. He's basically finished Havdalah. He's fast, so fast. What do? I'm impatient. I have Savlanut. I wait till Havdalah is over. I walk over the Besamim, and what do then? I just smell it at that point, without a bracha, because the Mavdil made the bracha for me. I got it a minute and a half later. Are you allowed to do that or not? What do you think about that? You're smelling the besamim. You heard a bracha for the besamim. Just in the interim, you've heard two other brachos. Good or not? Good. You think good. So Shmir Shabbos Gochasa. Shmir Shabbos Gochasa says, in this exact case, Him shechamavdo berchos. So let's say he goes further, and you haven't smelled yet. So he says, even if you reach the besamim in the middle of Avdallah, you should wait. Don't make it. When should you smell it? V'yarichu abesamim v'yenu min aner below bracha achar gmar berchas hamavdil. So Shlomo, it sounds like the Neuwirth says, you smell the besamim after Avdallah, and everything is fine. You'll just smell it after Avdallah. Don't make any new bracha. Comes along the footnote and says, how can you do that? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, that makes no sense. What happened in the interim since you heard the bracha on the besamim and you actually smelled the besamim? What happened? You heard two other brachos, right? You heard the ner, and then you heard the amavdil. So that breaks up the bracha on the besamim and you smell it. So how dare you smell the besamim without making a bracha? You're going to tell me, oh, the Mavdo made the bracha for me 2 minutes ago. No, he didn't, or he did, but you had a hefsik in between because you heard two other brachos. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you can't do that. Don't smell the besamim afterwards. So now I ask you the question. So now you're stuck. You have a lot of people in your Havdalah. You only have one besamim holder. What are you supposed to do? To pass around the besamim to every single person is annoying. You know, you got to go to the gym Matzei Shabbos. You got to go to a movie Matzei Shabbos. What are you waiting for? You can't have Havdalah take 25 minutes. So what are you supposed to do? Havdalah is going on and on and on. What are you supposed to do? You wait till I pass it all around? It's going to be a hefsek. It's going to be a 10-minute break until you actually do it. So what's the best way to do? So comes along, I couldn't get over this. I saw this in Medir Shu Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes a one-liner, so I looked it up online, and all I found was the Yiddish version of the biography of the Chafetz Chaim. And my Yiddish is not great, it's not even existent at all, but I was able to figure out a little bit. So you'll check it up yourself, apparently it's in the English biography of the Chafetz Chaim. That once the Chafetz Chaim was in this situation, it was a yeshiva, it was in Radin, and there was a lot of people, and apparently, again, this is where my Yiddish didn't do so well over here, but either the Chafetz Chaim didn't smell the besom at all, or he told people in the shul not to use the people of the yeshiva not to pass around the besom at all, and those people didn't use besomim at all. So a guest in the yeshiva went over to the Chafetz Chaim and said to the Chafetz Chaim, "No, what about besomim? You have besom right there. Why aren't you passing it around to everyone?" Says the Chafetz Chaim, according to the story, again, it's based on the Dirshu one line footnote and my Yiddish, but the Chafetz Chaim said to him, he said, "I don't get it. What's more important? The mitzvah of Havdalah or besamim? You're going to be so machbid to do besamim, to pass around besamim to everyone, you're going to have a huge break in the middle of Havdalah while everyone is passing around the besamim." He says, forget the besamim. It's much better to do the mitzvah, which is the real mitzvah of Havdalah, than to do besamim, which is a nice idea, a minog, which we have for the neshama yisaris to forget the besamim. Answer number one would be then, according to this Chafetz Chaim, if you have a lot of people, don't pass around the besamim. That's a pretty radical idea, because then you're not going to do besamim for people, but that would be shita number one.
Rabbi, so why don't we make the Bar Hagafah, Bar Hagafah, right before the Bracha of Havdalah?
Oh, excellent questions. I was afraid someone was going to ask me that question, because Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points that out. Excellent. So in the footnote, they say, well, since the original Seder of Havdalah is that we make the Yayin, then we do the besamim, then we do the Ner, and then we do the Mavdil. So in that case, those aren't considered hefsik to the Borei Pri HaGafen. You're right, there is a discussion about that, but since the order was to set it up that way, it doesn't become hefsik, that becomes the order of Havdalah. But you're right, otherwise you would have a problem. Shita number two, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what the minhag is? Is that everyone makes the bracha on the besamim by themselves. So this way it's not as much of a hefsik, because everyone's making, it's not like the mevarich is making the bracha on the besamim and then you pass it around to everyone and everyone smells, and if the last guy at the end of the room is going to smell it 2 minutes after the bracha was made, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the minhag is that everyone makes the bracha on the besamim by themselves, and I guess the mavdil waits till everyone makes the bracha. And in fact, that's what the Kovitz Halachas, Rev Shmuel Kamenetsky, he paskins, he says, if you have a lot of people, kama anoshim, odiv sheyivarchu kulam ala besamim be'emtza avdalah. It's better that every single person makes the bracha himself, even though you're going to have to wait a long time. It's much better to do this than to wait to make the birchas besamim after avdalah, or to smell it just after avdalah. It's much better that you should pass it around, and everyone should make their own bracha, ki bezenim to shemitzadim birchas besamim ala kos. This way, everyone's making a birchas besamim. It's all within the avdalah service, and that's fine. Even if there's a break, it's fine, but every person should make their own bracha on the besamim, which I haven't really seen done, as the minhag olam is not that way. The final shita I saw, which is a little bit even radical, is the Shulchan Amavur. I saw he brings down that not only should everyone make their own birchas besamim, you should make your own hamavdil at the end. Not only, in other words, the mavdil gets up there, he says the Brei Pri HaGafen on the coast, then he says the besamim, then he passes around the besamim, and you make your own besamim, I guess your own ner, if they pass around the ner, I'm not sure how the ner fits into the shita, but basically you would make your own hamavdil at the end bracha, even though the only one guy has the kos, everyone would make their own hamavdil. This way it's less of a hefsik, it's less of a problem, because you're making those brachas, no one really passes like that. The best way to do it, the best dates is what? Have enough besamim for everyone. In this way, you don't have a problem. Distribute the pieces before you start, and then you'll get rid of all these problems. Shkoyach.